Kingston police say a new approach to public safety in the downtown core is showing signs of progress. But they're also clear issues can't be solved by policing alone. Launched in July 2024, the Community Safety and Support Initiative tasked two officers, Sergeant Jason Hughes and Constable Clint Wills, to work in the Community-Oriented Response and Enforcement Unit with a focused strategy to address open-air drug use and community concerns in the downtown area. Police Chief Scott Frazier presented an update report at the July 17th Kingston Police Service Board meeting.
Sergeant Hughes and Constable Wills really got to know the businesses. They went down, they started talking to people. They got to know and having that consistent approach, understanding the people who might need some more support, understanding the community members' concern and understanding the business owners' concern and trying to come up with something that works. So certainly for us, we're seeing the positives of that now.
Police say a key success of the initiative has been building better relationships with partner agencies, including addictions and mental health services, bylaw enforcement, housing services, and the Integrated Care Hub.
There needs to be a concerted approach. We're starting to see that with our partnership with bylaw, with our partnership with mental health and addictions, places like the Care Hub, where we can go, hey, we might be able to divert someone from the ER to the Care Hub because the Care Hub can help them. And you, those of you who got to meet Justine understood their passion for this. And they're like, if you have someone, bring them to us. Maybe we can help. You know, we continue to share our services with bylaw and housing services, community shelters, the Care Hub, and really taking that proactive approach, trying to address the issues before they become big issues. But we'll never get it perfect, but we're getting there.
This kind of diversion is central to what police describe as a proactive presence strategy, pairing uniformed officers with outreach workers, patrolling high-risk areas, and trying to intervene before behavior escalates to a crisis. Frazier says these efforts have had a positive impact in the downtown core.
And I can certainly say downtown, I've had people approach me to say, whatever you're doing, please keep doing it. I'm noticing something. Some people go, I can't put my finger on it, but something's changed. I don't know what it is. And, you know, we're hoping that it's, you know, maybe they haven't had to walk past a person who's been shooting up or smoking crystal meth.
According to the report, between August 2024 and June 10th, 2025, Kingston Police responded to 131 calls related to encampments across the city. During this period, officers issued 28 bylaw tickets for community standards and safe streets violations, along with 11 Liquor License and Control Act tickets, primarily for alcohol consumption in public spaces. Police also laid 36 criminal code charges and made 10 arrests related to outstanding warrants. Additionally, approximately 90 stolen grocery carts valued at around $500 each were seized and returned to retailers. While Frazier noted that there has been a positive response, some community members also expressed concerns with aspects of the approach.
You know, we've seized about $45,000 in shopping carts and returned them to the rightful owners. And I know we take a lot of flack for that from the public who drive by and say, do you have nothing better to do? And all these things. The fact of the matter is, you know, if you own a grocery store and all your shopping carts are gone, it's not good for business.
Along with these criticisms, the challenges remain stark.
We have a lot of mental health issues, and the Mental Health Act, which hasn't been changed in a long, long time, which needs to, really, you know, ties the hands of police where we can apprehend, you know, and it becomes that line of, are they a danger to themselves or anyone else, or are they just acting in a bizarre behavior that others do not recognize or appreciate? And we have to always make that evaluation. Our partnership also relies on what services are available for these people. If we talk specifically about mental health or we talk about encampments, and if we have 60 people at an encampment and we have one bed available, the police are not, you know, we can't, where do we take the 59? You know, you can go in a community and have 30 unhoused people on week one and have 75 on week two and have 300 on week three. And we all know there's, you know, there's other agencies that drive them to Kingston and drop them off. We've caught them doing it.
As the pilot initiative continues, Frazier emphasized the limits of enforcement alone, stating that the long-term answer will have to come from upper levels of government.
It's by no means mission accomplished. There's no mic drop. This will go on for infinity until provincial and federal governments understand that the mental health crisis that's going on will not be solved by the police. We can't arrest people and lock them up forever. It just does not happen. Jail doesn't help. You know, our system is founded on deterrence And our system is founded on rehabilitation, and the justice system has neither deterrence nor rehabilitation. So we aren't the answer, but we have to be available to certainly try and be an intermediary, intervene, stop what's happening, and then go, okay, what's our best result?
The Community Safety and Support Initiative has so far cost roughly $337,000 in officer salaries and benefits. Kingston police say they'll continue to assess its effectiveness. And while there is no easy solution, their efforts to manage these circumstances will rely on key consistent partnerships.
Ensuring that by law, that the police, that our mental health partners, we're all on the same page. And I think that's what the end result is. We want to get the people who need help. We've got to get them help. You know, I think it's that continued, consistent effort is what it's going to take. There's no way that we're not going to arrest our way out of this. The city, there's no switch. They can go, boom, problem solved.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.